Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are, I hope it. You're listening to Spiritual Talk Radio, and I'm your host, Psychic Medium Michael. And I appreciate you tuning in to the show today. And if you'd like to call in and be a part of the program, you can do that very easily by calling this number, 347-327-9316. Call the number to this program is 347-327-9316. There's ahead of you, but not very many, so you can call in if you would like. Okay, let's go ahead and open with prayer and then opening song, and then we'll be taking your calls. Father, Mother, God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for everything that you do for us, seen and unseen. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for loving me and for watching over me and taking care of me and meeting my needs. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for meeting the needs of my listeners right now, whatever needs that they have, physically, spiritually, emotionally. Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. And I thank you for just doing and just awakening more and more every moment and every second of the day. And Father, Mother, God, I just ask that you would just help me move completely out of the way today and become the vessel that you always use on this program. And I thank you for that. And I say namaste. And I say amen. Let's go ahead and open with this song. And then we'll be taking your calls next. You are listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be right back.
Namo,
Okay, let's go ahead and take some first call is from X. You're on there with me. Hi. Hello?
Hello?
Hi, you're on there. How can I help?
Can you come back to me in about 2 minutes?
Yeah, I'll come back. Okay.
Thanks.
All right, let's go ahead and do 519. You're on air with me.
Hi, thank you for showing up with your beautiful show and gift. My name is Karen, and I just wondered what you see with your beautiful gift as far as where I'm stepping into my next stage.
Okay. You're definitely in a period of growth right now. It's like with teenagers, they hit age and then they just bow out. That's what's going on with your spirituality. You're hitting that place. You're just going to take off like a rocket. Do you own a business, or why would I say you a business? Do you own a business?
Well, I work for another company, but I had my own business for about 30 years. Because I took on the other job full time, it's sort of at, stalemate.
Okay. Yeah, because I feel like you're supposed to pick that back up.
Yay.
Because I keep picking that up pretty strong. I wouldn't walk away from that. I mean, I don't feel like you're done with that. I don't think you've done everything that you were supposed to do with that business. I understand stagnation and stuff like that, but I definitely feel like you're in a place of growth. So, and that's as far as your business goes as well. So,
I had a nutritional business, but I also had for 30 years, I've had a business using my God-given gift as an artist, and that's of the two of them, which is the one that you're talking about?
I feel like it's the artist. I definitely feel like you're very gifted. You paint intuitively, so I would go with that.
And do I have that? Thank you for saying painted intuitively. That is so exactly how I describe myself. And I'm wondering, I love your gift. Do I have any of those gifts? Like, am I just intuitive, or do I have, will I ever be able to see, feel, or read?
Yeah, I think you will. You just have to develop it, and you could do that with some classes. I've been thinking about doing some classes online. I just haven't done that yet. Something like that. But you definitely are gifted. So, you just need to develop them and fine-tune them. So,
thank you. Wow, that was beautiful. Okay. Thank you for that confirmation.
Okay.
Namaste.
No problem.
I love you. Thank you for being here and sharing
you.
Your gift.
All right. Namaste. Bye. Bye-bye.
Namaste.
All right. Let's go ahead and go back to 856 and see if they're ready. Hi, you're on air.
Hi, thanks for coming back to me. I appreciate that.
No problem. How can I help?
I was wondering if you're getting a reading on my current situation at work. How is it going to proceed? Is it going to get better, or am I going to end up looking for work elsewhere?
Okay, that's a very good question. Let me tap in. Could I get your name, please?
This is Laura.
Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate you very much for calling in today. I feel like, because I got two different things. First of all, I had one that said that you were going to change jobs, and then I had another one that said you were going to stay and things were going to get better. So I'm going to go with the one that says that things are going to get better. I feel more comfortable with that. The energy seems more flowing with that one. So I would see things getting better at work for you. I feel like that somebody is going to be leaving. That's not you, but somebody else is going to be leaving, which is going to change the environment there. So
is it a man or a woman?
I feel like it's going to be a Mormon.
Okay. Are you getting a name or anything?
No, I don't have a name. No, I'm sorry.
Okay. It might be a woman I'm currently working with. She's going back to her homeland, so she might not. That might be the person. Cause she's kind of been giving me a little bit of problems. But you
Yeah, things are going to get better. So. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Let's go ahead and speak to next caller will be 617. You're on air with me. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. How can I help you?
Hi. I would love a general, please.
Okay. Could I get your name, please?
Yes. It's Karen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Sure, thank you.
I appreciate you calling in today.
Thank you.
The one thing I keep seeing around you when I'm tapping into your energy is I keep seeing hearts, and that's a symbol of love to me. And so spirit's coming in today, just saying, hey, they love you, they're watching over you, taking care of you, and one thing that I love about your energy when I talk to you. You're a very spiritual person. I could pick that up pretty strongly. But the one thing I keep seeing for you is nothing but love. And they keep showing me a trip for you, like in the summer. And they're saying that that's going to be very beneficial for you as well. So.
Yes, beautiful. Is there any other messages?
Just keep doing what you're doing and keep growing and keep learning. I don't think we learn enough. You know, there's all kinds of tools out there for us to learn things. So
Amen.
So we need to, you know, one thing I realize is, you know, when you have an idle mind, it comes up with all kinds of craziness. So
yes, it does.
We need to fill that up with other stuff. So.
Yes, that is so true. It's true when they say the idle mind is the playground of the devil. I don't mean to say it, but there is something. There is something to it. There truly is, because I know how my mind works. I'm like, wow, this is how I'm thinking. I need to change this.
And you can have one good thought all of a sudden, and then all of a sudden with me, you know, I'll get done with the show sometimes, and we'll have a really good show. And then all of a sudden, my mind is coming up with all kinds of craziness, you know. And it's like, okay, where is this coming from? I think we need to question more what's going through our head, you know, and not act on everything that goes through our heads.
That's true. That's very true.
Right.
Thank you, Michael. Many, many blessings to you.
You too. All right.
Always
bye-bye.
A beautiful reading. All right. Blessings to you, honey.
Okay. Thank
bye-bye.
You. Bye-bye. Okay. Let me give you the website address for me. It is www.insightswithmichael.net. You can set up full readings over there, or you can make a donation to the program. It costs money to be on Blog Talk. Right now we have a free account, which is okay, but I would like to get back to where we were doing shows more often and longer. So I need your help to do that. So if you can make a donation, that'd be great. So let's go ahead and take another call. 702, which is Rose. You're on there with me.
Hi, Michael. Speaking of things going
Hi.
Through your head, that's me.
Yeah.
Can you tell me, please? Go ahead, I'm sorry.
We all have those moments where our brain is just chattering to us. So, go ahead. What's your question?
Okay. Well, you know what happened yesterday, and I just want to know, do you see me being able to make ends meet?
Yeah, I believe that you will. I believe that you're really going to have to, really look at your expenses and up a few areas, you know, just be sure that you're not overspending. But I feel like everything's going to be okay. It's your brain bringing in some fear and some apprehensions and stuff like that right now. You know, because you made a big, you know, big step. And mm-hmm. But I feel like you're going to be okay. Just don't worry about that.
Okay, because, yeah, it's a big commitment, and it's just like, oh, now what did I do, you know?
Yeah, you get caught up in the moment, and then you go, okay, what have I done? This is scary. So,
yeah,
I mean, it is a
scary
situation. Yeah, but, you know, Spirit's going to take care of you and take care of the situation, so I would just trust Spirit on this, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
All right, no problem. All right, you have a good day.
Thank you.
Bye. And let's go ahead and speak to, hold on. All right. We're going to come back. We're going to stop for a second. I'm picking up a spirit, I believe. Somebody that passed from a heart attack, a massive heart attack, the last couple of years, this email. If this is making sense to you, call back in. I know that we only say question per caller, but this is a different situation. So if this is making sense to you, call back in and we'll make a connection and from there. So, all right, let's go with 610. You're on air with me. Hi, 610. Hi.
Hello.
Hello. Are you on air? All right. Thank you for calling in. All right. We have open lines for the first time today. It's 347-327-931. Again, the call number is 347-327-9316. I never mentioned very much. You can send in questions through my email, which is youareawakening@gmail.com. Or you can send in prayer, I love praying. I believe that there's power in prayer. And so I'm a really strong believer, change things with prayer. I've seen it happen on this program, different situations in life. So I definitely believe in it. You know, the one thing I want to talk about today is our thoughts. You know, let's stay on that wavelength right now. You know, a lot of times we're just letting whatever run through our heads. We can stop that. We can stop the chitter chatter, and you know, we don't have to put up with it. We can bring every thought into captivity, into the Christ consciousness which is inside of us, and how we. Is meditation, you know, and questioning every thought, you know, something comes to mind, that it see if it's a true statement, is it true, and is it necessary, what are you going to get out of doing that thought? Thoughts come before actions, and so, you know, we have a thought, and then we have an action that follows that. So you need to watch that. So the other thing I want to talk about today is you. I want to talk about you and about the growth that I've seen inside of a lot of you in just the last months. A lot of you regularly, which I appreciate. It's nice to be loved and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, pat yourselves on the back because you're growing. You know, we're going through a growth period right now. So be gentle with yourself. A friend and I were talking earlier today. We were sort of kidding around, and you know, when things get tough, you know, I was having some problems with my own thoughts earlier today, and you know, I thought I need a nap. And so, you know, sometimes we just have to take a nap. You know, if you're you know, if you're catching your thoughts going a little haywire, you know, just take a nap. And you'll reboot, and things will be better. So, all right, we're going to go ahead and give you the call number to the program one more time before I get ready to close out today. And it is 347-327-9316. If you're on the switchboard and you call in, you do have to push. Otherwise, I don't know that you want to talk to me. And so I want to be sure that everybody you got talked to that wanted to be talked to today. So, all right, I'm going to go ahead and close out. I do appreciate you so much for tuning in today and listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll be up next weekend, sometime weekend, probably maybe about 10 o'clock at night, so on Saturday. So we'll see what spirit leads us. But continue to pray for me. I need your prayers. You know, I do this show, and I don't take, you know, I take it very seriously. I believe that spirit called me to do what I'm doing. And we're going to go into some teachings in the next few. We're only going to have one call-in show, and then we're going to have a teaching show. Because a lot of you like it when I read, and a lot of you like it when I teach. So we're going to find a balance and go from there, okay? If there's a subject that you would like to know more about, just send me an email, or you can go to my website. And the contact form is over there, and you can send in your request there. Anything to talk about, anything that you have questions about, I would love to have those answers that you're seeking. We're all in this together. We're growing all together, and so that's one thing we need to do. You know, our minds would like to make us believe that we're all by ourselves in the big, huge pond. And that could be a little scary, but you're not by yourself. You know, we're all there. We all have different things that we can teach. We've all had differences. So we just need to, you know, share and, you know, pray for one another and strengthen one another you know, because, you know, it gets tough someday, you know, so just hang in there, all right? All right, we're going to go ahead and close out, like I said. So peace be with you. Have a good day. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio. We'll talk to you next weekend. Have a great week. Be blessed always. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
peace be with you.